When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and so glad. I hope that you're having an amazing weekend, and I hope that you caught us this morning waking up with us on the brighter side of life. We are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry.
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm great.
Good. Beautiful good. Day. I know. It's been an amazing weekend. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's beautiful on this incredible Saturday with temps at 90 degrees.
I know. It's beautiful out. Anyways, so anybody that's just joining us right now, I do want to let you know that we do have a 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then, of course, this is our 2 to 3. And two times a month, we actually have our recovery show, and our recovery show is about anything that you're waking up to in life, recovering from anything that, you know, you need to change. You want to really be who you are meant to be, and that's what recovery show is all about. Today we're talking about the brighter side of life, and I do want to give out a phone number here. Our phone number is different than all the other shows, but it's 805-419-0008, and that is the way to get in touch with us to win lots of great gifts, and just if you have anything that you want to spread the news about, a business, an event, any of that stuff, we would love to do that for you here on the Kim Pagano Show.
And maybe just a little reminder, the Recovery Today Summit is going on. Kim will be a guest on Monday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. I'll be on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Eastern Time.
Yeah,
I'm already thinking
it
of
is
Easter.
Almost Easter. Yeah.
Eastern Time. And it's a summit that, even though it says Recovery Today Summit, it's all kinds of tips on meditation, on mindfulness.
A lot of the guests we've had on our show, yeah, and they all have an amazing message, and I'm so glad to be a part of that. Where do they listen, or how do they get in touch?
They just go to recoverytodaysummit.com, www.recoverytodaysummit.com. It's free. They just put in their email and name, and they will get information all about it, recoverytodaysummit.com.
There you go. Or you can always go on my website, or kimpaganoshow.com, and you can find it there. So we're worry are all over. We're giving you the brighter side of life. And today I want to tell you about our guest on this show and all of our shows. All of our shows have different guests. That's what we do here. We're talking about anything that can add value. Kathy Lipp, she's been on my show many times. I love her enthusiasm and her book. She has several books, but today we're going to talk about Happy Habits of Every Couple. And you know, it's just interesting because sometimes you can get on the wrong side or you can start on the right side. And so we're going to be talking about 21 Days to a Better Relationship. And Sherry was looking at that book for every couple. So it's going to be a good one. Also, we're going to talk with Adeline Myers, the author of Global Meatballs. And so there's lots of different things that we're going to be talking about. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. 419-0008. I also want to tell you about our newsletter that goes out every week. It lets you know what's going to be on our show, all the great events that are happening all over the place. And we are always giving stuff away. On our earlier show, we had JR from Winchester Grill, and they are going to be having a winemaker. Peter Scott Fraser is going to be over there with Scott Sellers, and that's Thursday, April 9th. And again, we had a pair of tickets to give away, so let's put that phone number out there right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and that is going to get you a really great evening. It's going to be tons of stuff, crab cake, venison, stuffed mushrooms, great wine. All the wine will be featured that night, and you'll be able to buy it at a cheaper rate at the wine cellar price. And again, I'd love to invite you there to winchestergrill.com. You can go on there if you don't win gift certificates to go to it. But definitely join us over there Thursday, April 9th at 6:30. So with that, Tom, do you want to tell about all our other stuff that we're giving away?
Some great prizes here in gifts. We have a $25 gift certificate for the Yard House. Also, Mission Oaks Cafe, gift certificate there, $25. Lures, another big favorite in Ventura, and they've got a few locations.
They've got, and they're growing. They're even, they're Ventura, they're Camarillo, mm-hmm. Westlake, and now going up to Santa Barbara.
Have a gift certificate there. Along with that, California Strawberry Festival admission tickets. That's coming to town May 16th and 17th. Easter on the Farm, tickets for that. And that's not just any farm. That's Underwood Family Farms in Moore Park. Beautiful place to take the family and the kids. Catch Me If You Can in Simi Valley at the Cultural Arts Center. That play, you've seen the movie, now you can watch the play. And that runs through April 5th. 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck Event, April 18th and 19th. Tickets for the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and Caneo Valley presenting the 39th Annual Chili Cook-Off in TO with a classic car show, too. I was a part of that way back because I was a young TO kid. That's fun. And the Caneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That runs through the 12th of April. And finally, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Amazing Automobiles, tickets for that display too.
Yeah, since we're almost at the end for Catch Me If You Can, let's give away a couple tickets to that. In fact, let's give away a four-pack for that, 419-0008, 419-0008. That's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and that's going on till April 5th. So definitely give us a call so you can definitely get your tickets there. All right, our first guest, Kathy Lipp, and we're going to be talking about 21 Days to a Better Relationship, Happy Habits for Every Couple. Kathy, are you there?
I am, Kim. Tom, it's great to talk to you guys.
Thank you. Hi. And so 21 days, I know that's like how you break a habit or start a habit, right?
Well, and scientifically, let's just say that's been disproven, but you know, 21 days feels doable. Doesn't it feel doable? Like if you say you need to be nice to your spouse for a month, that feels a little overwhelming. And a week doesn't feel like it's going to do much. But 21 days, it really does, at least for me, it does get me into the habit of thinking in a different way and acting in a different way.
So every day you're given, what, different exercises?
Yes. Now, now this is a spin-off. Kim, you and I have talked about my other book, The Husband Project, before.
Yeah.
21 Days of
What a name,
man.
Right? A Husband Project.
Yeah, well, and it's so funny because guys would come up to me and say, when are you doing the Wife Project? And I'd say, guys, you know what? Nobody would buy the wife project. You say you want it, but you don't.
Yeah, it's, you know what, Kathy, you were so right, because I started a women's support group, and I have a lot of men clients that I do their hair, and I put it out to them, and they're like, oh, we don't share other than when we're here. You know? And a lot of men really don't share. It's women that need that support. They ask people, does this look good on me? Does that, you know?
Yeah. So do the tips entice and again, this isn't just for married couples. I suppose this could be for a gay couple, or this could be for any kind of couple, right?
You can do this with anybody in a relationship. So
okay.
I would say this, that for women who are looking to be, when they would do the husband project, they would get so much out of it, and their husbands would say, you know, what's going on with you? You know, what magazine did you read? I don't understand what's going on. And so what we did is we said, okay, we really want guys, we want to give them tools. If they want to partner in this, you know, with their spouses, let's figure this out. So our church in San Jose, California, we had 200 couples go through this. And originally we had 40 projects. And so what we did is we said, okay, we're going to pick the best 21, the one that really met our spouse's needs. And so what we did was we got the feedback, and it turned out the guys loved doing it, because we said, do this and you're going to be working on a better marriage. Not, you have to figure out what to do and then we'll let you know if you did it right or not.
So what is the biggest complaint that couples have?
Well, there are a couple of things. One, I think it's missed expectations that, you know, I'm home with the kids, or I'm working too, and why aren't you helping, and those kind of things. I know that so much of it is over finances and how they're being spent. But I think really for a lot of us, it's, you know, we went from, you know, especially before, you know, people get married, you know, we're doing nice little things for each other. We're encouraging each other. We're loving on each other. And then we get married and it's like, okay, who's picking up the kids? Who's making dinner?
That's so familiar. Yes.
Yeah. And you lose all of that, you know, you didn't magically lose a bunch of time. Your priority shifted. You know, the chase is over. You've settled into a routine. And so this is really saying, hey, let's bring back some of that excitement and purpose that you had when you were dating.
Right, right. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our phone number here is 419-0008. I'm here with Sherry Gaba,
hey.
Tom Spence. I'm Kim. We're talking with Kathy Lipp. She's been on my show several times, got several books. But the one that we're talking about today is 21 Days to a Better Relationship.
So what destroys a couple? What is it that just breaks down a couple's communication and ultimately breaks down the relationship?
We would really say it's a lack of respect.
Oh, you hit it head on. I really believe that.
I do too. You know, when you start to lose respect for your spouse, and sometimes you lose respect because your spouse has acted in a disrespectful way. Let's just be honest. But sometimes it comes from internally, where you're comparing your spouse to somebody else, or, you know, it's so, you know, you go to work and you see, you know, maybe men or women at work who, you know, you see them at their best usually. You know, they're not having to deal with kid issues, those kind of things. And it's easy to lose respect for your own spouse in some of those situations.
You know, Kathy, that's even an interesting thing. I don't, you know, Sherry's a therapist, right? And so many people, you are so nice to everybody else but your own family. You know,
they're codependents. You
well,
know, they're,
no,
they're
but not
everybody.
Even that is, you know, you have to have manners. You walk into an office, you're like, good morning, you know, and then you walk in, you're like, oh, God, could you hurry up and get me my toast? I have to leave. And I'm like, you know, I mean, we're frustrated, you know.
And I wonder about how chemistry, attraction, you know, I do a lot with couples, love addiction, obsessive love, and, you know, oh, he just smelled so good. He looked so good. And I'm just wondering, is that, I know there has to be chemistry, of course, but,
right.
You know, is that one of the most important things?
You know, I think chemistry is very, very important. I think, you know, it's so funny because you wonder why certain couples get together and there's just something inexplicable that says, you know, this is the person. And we all know about the Imago theory. You know, I look at my husband. My husband is the best healthiest version of my dad. And, you know, it took me a long time to really receive that and be okay with it. But I realized, you know, so many of us are trying to figure out some of our childhood stuff in our marriage, and we just can't get around that. That's kind of how we're wired.
Wow.
But I think so often, we are trying, whatever that parent withheld from us in our childhood, we're looking for somebody to give that to us in our marriage. And I know, going into our relationship knowing that was a huge benefit to me. And some people are really heaved out by that. But that information was empowering to me.
And yet things can really shift. I mean, I really thought that I had met someone that was, adoring and was going to always be there. And then unfortunately, he relapsed and into his disease, and he wasn't available.
Right. And I went through the same thing with my first husband. You know, he was everything on the surface that I needed, but there was addiction there. And, and as much as he wanted to be there for me, he couldn't because he was in love with his addiction.
Exactly.
And, that was the priority in his his life. And so we have to realize that when things go sour, it's not always about us. It can be external things, but we do have some power to say, I'm going to build into this relationship, especially healthy relationships where both people are trying, there can be good stuff, and you can regain that respect.
Wow. So let's start. How can we start to appreciate the time that we spend together with our spouses?
Well, I think one of the things is really understanding what is important to you and what is important to your spouse, not just doing what everybody else does. And so that's why we give you a variety of different projects to try. Some of the ones that were not as connecting for me, like going on a hike with your spouse. Now, I put that in the book because so many couples said, boy, that was really something that built into our relationship. And you know what? That really serves my husband. He loves doing stuff like that. But you know what? You want to connect with me? Bring me dinner and sit on the couch with me and let's talk about the movie we just saw. For me, that's what feeds me, both, literally and figuratively.
It's really about, not scratching your itch, but scratching their itch. I mean, that's what
right.
It's like, what is it that you need, not what I think you need?
Right. And really can you have a dialogue about that? And so we ask these questions, what is it? And I think a tool that is so valuable is the book about the five love languages.
I was just going to say that has helped my husband and I's marriage so much. My God. And that's where I was going to lead to is, Kathy, I think you're talking about the five love languages, And oh my God, if you don't know your husband's love language or you don't know your wife's love language, that you're not going to be able to communicate with them, because you could have a clean house or be really sexy or be all the things that you think matter, and it's not even going to touch it.
Yeah, this book by Gary Chapman, it really does break it down to, I always say I have the shallow love languages. I want you to do things for me and buy me pretty things, and I will follow you anywhere in the world.
Hmm.
And my husband has got this figured out, He brings me flowers about once a month. He will, on a day where I'm really stressed out, he'll go get dinner. He will say, at the end of the night, he'll say, do you need anything?
So so your language is the gift.
So you have
gift giving, correct?
Gift giving and acts of service.
Okay. And I actually have three. So yes, and you can have several. And my husband's is he wants to be loved and touched.
Right.
And that's his,
Physical touch. And
physical
then there's
touch.
Words of affirmation. So we need to know that, somebody is saying, I appreciate you. What you're doing for me makes a difference, those kind of things. And then, I've just lost the fifth love language. Because it's my husband and I don't have it. I've ignored it all these years. But, once you figure out what those love languages are, and you can say, it's not about me getting my needs met all the time. It's about what can I do to make sure that they are hearing how much I love them. And for some people, that is by fixing a leaky sink. That's their love language. That's what they need. Quality time is the other one.
Quality time. Thank you. Yeah.
It took me a second, but
yeah.
And my husband is more on the quality time as well. But you know, and I always joke, I always get these friends who their love language is quality time, and that's my least. So it's something I have, it's a skill I have to learn. And that's why the 21 habits, we try all of those so you can really do, it's like a research project.
Yeah, it sounds like you can find out what really works.
Exactly. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to try everything.
And how about the single person? Like you said that you were married to someone that had an addiction. So how did you make the decision to find somebody completely different? And how did you do that?
You know, after my divorce, of course, I said what everybody else said. You know, I'm just going to concentrate on my kids. I'm going to be single. I'm going to concentrate on my career. And when I realized that I had feelings for Roger and he had feelings for me, we were smarter this time. Before, I mean, we dated probably three times, and then we got ourselves into therapy. And we just said, you know, we need somebody to help us figure this out because we didn't want to repeat the same mistake.
Wow, that's really smart. And you know what? And so many people are afraid of going to therapy and facing, you know, reality. But if
you went when things were healthy,
yeah,
which is actually not a bad idea. More like relationship coaching.
Yeah, and it was tremendous. And she got us some good books to read and said, you know, I want you guys to read these, discuss them. One of the best books that we read together and made a huge difference for us was Getting the Love You Want.
Oh, that's a great book for couples.
Yeah. You know, and really actively listening to each other. So those five love languages, getting the love you want, putting this stuff into practice. You know, we wrote this book from a place of, Roger and I both did it wrong the first time. We did not want to make those same mistakes.
Where is Roger right now? Hold on. Why aren't we speaking with him, too?
he's in the other room, and he would be happy to confirm all.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kidding, you know.
But you know, we wanted to have that healthy marriage that we hadn't experienced before, so we knew we had to do things differently. And I think so often we just keep trying the same things over and over again, hoping for a different result.
So are you a life coach, a therapist? What exactly do you do?
You know what? I am an author who talks with thousands of women each year, and I listen to what they are saying, and I say, okay, what in my own experience can meet that need? And so, no, I'm not a therapist. I'm just somebody who's done it wrong and then learned from my mistakes and am trying to share with other people what has helped us, just two average people who, you know, love God, love each other, and love our kids. And that's what we're trying to push forward on.
I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Kathy Lipp. We are talking about our relationships and after 21 days, how to better it. So let's kind of go through, what do you think's the top on the priority list?
Well, for me, I think it's the I was going to say communication. I don't think that's true. I think it's respect is what we were talking about before.
Okay.
If you are not in a place where you respect your spouse, I would say a couple of things. One, I believe in therapy often and always. You know, when you're in a tough space, don't wait until you're ready to walk out the door. And if you're in a place where you're not respecting your spouse, I think so often that has to do with how we feel about ourselves. And so if you can, if you have a wise friend, I think that's great. But I think getting into, see a life coach or a therapist, or, you know, simply writing down a list of reasons why you respect your spouse. In fact, that's what we have in Happy Habits. We have that as an exercise.
Wow, that's a great habit. That's a great thing to
what
do.
What are the things that break down respect that you've seen a lot of?
Good point.
Well, I think, you know, when somebody is being dishonest or not fully honest,
right.
I think that's
a biggie.
An easy thing. You know, if you've been in a relationship, you know, and I have to say, because I came from a marriage with addiction, I had an itchy trigger finger when it came to worrying about, you know, is Roger telling me the truth? What is he doing? That kind of thing. And so I had to really embrace the fact that I'm with a whole different guy. You know, Roger did not need to pay for the mistakes that my first husband met.
Right. Wow, that's really good. Yeah, that's really good. And
what do you tell a couple where there has been infidelity or addiction and that person's gotten sober or the person has
decided to stay and try and work it out?
And really wants to work it out.
Yeah, well, I'll just be honest with you. I think that a lot of people say, when I've decided to stay, even though my spouse has done these things in the past, they expect that spouse to do 100% of the work. And I'm saying, if you're staying in that relationship where there has been, you know,
you both have to do the work.
You both have to be fully committed to it. It's not up to that person to prove over.
Well,
and
we know with addiction, you know, it's a family disease, so there's a dynamic that goes on. As far as infidelity, what I always tell people is, it's a new relationship, and that you can have both. You can have that past, and then you can have what you have today.
Oh, I love that! I absolutely love that.
You know, you can start anew.
Yeah, start anew.
And I think, you know, if you need to do something to mark that, whether it's just something privately or publicly, I think that that is a great idea to really represent the.
Oh, a ceremony.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, that's a good idea.
We've had a lot of friends who have recommitted, you know, done a recommittal of their vows after, you know, infidelity or after some kind of life event.
Oh, they just did that on House of Games. Or House of Cards. Oh.
House of Cards, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Although, I don't know. I don't know if that's an example of a great marriage.
I was
going
to say, I don't know if that's the marriage we want to hold.
No, I don't think so. No, not at all.
I haven't watched that yet. Somebody just was telling me about that, but not so good, huh? No.
Yeah, not
for marriage?
So good, but
no, I don't.
She looked fabulous in her dress. So what
doesn't she?
For?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. But you know what? I mean, we're talking about some reality things here. Yes, there are, you know, life isn't perfect. Marriage isn't perfect. There is, you know, I guess there's a huge high percentage of infidelity in marriages because we're all normal, right? I mean,
and we're living so much longer. And yeah. People are married so much longer.
Yeah. And, but, you know, if you have a basis, I guess you know, there's room for mistakes. And how do you restart that?
Well, and yes, I think that there is. And I think that when we say, you know, when we've admitted to the mistake, I think that's part of it, is fully admitting.
Right. You don't want to stay in a marriage that the other person doesn't want to help and they're saying, oh, well, I'm not going to change. I'm going to continue to do this and hurt you. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, I have several friends who have had, you know, big mistakes in their past. And, you know, in my first marriage, there were several attempts to repair, and then I got to the understanding, okay, one of us isn't fully committed to this marriage. So, you know, as sad as that was, I ended up marrying a man who, you know, he was cheated on. And so I knew that he had tried over and over again to repair that marriage. And I think that there's something about saying, I'm in this. You know, I'm going
to
do everything I can.
I'm in it to win it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm going to be in it, and I'm going to do everything I can to restore this relationship. But then there's a point where you have to say, you know what, I'm the only one who is truly committed. So
correct, yeah.
And that's when I don't even do couples therapy. One of the first questions I ask is, are you both committed? Are you both committed to making this work? Because if one of you isn't, there's no point doing this.
Right,
and
exactly.
They've already written the ending.
Yeah, I mean, they have one foot out.
Yeah. Now, how important do you think sex is? Do you talk about that in your book?
Oh, yeah. You have homework every week.
Sex homework.
Yeah, sex homework. So one time it is for him to initiate, one time it's for her to initiate, and then one time you talk about it in advance. And so it's only once a week, so I always tell people that, you know, but there are a lot of couples out there that aren't, you know, having sex that often. So that's a real bump up for them.
Right.
And so, yeah, and saying, you know, this is something that's important to your marriage, to a successful marriage, and to a happy marriage. And it's important emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So if you're not in the place where this is something you enjoy doing, you need to get to that place. It's very important you get to that place.
How would you say they get there, Kathy?
Well, I think, one, to talk about it. To say, you know, this is something that, and to be honest, why is this a hindrance? Maybe there's something in your past. Maybe there's something from your childhood. And I'm a big believer in therapy. I think that we don't take advantage of that until it, you know, we're out the door. And what you said is so true. So often we're so far gone that we don't even want to work on this relationship.
Or,
they,
or that someone thinks if they get a younger model or
they trade
another
you in
model,
for,
trade
yeah.
or just another
so,
model.
So I'm going to kind of go with, I always use my grandmother's sayings, is one, you know, you never, the grass isn't greener on the other side until you get the weeds, right? Until the weeds
yes.
start coming out, you know? So it's,
right.
and the other thing she always says, better to know the devil you know than the devil you don't. So if there is any hope there in a relationship, why not work on the one you already have?
Absolutely. You know, until you have been proven that this is, you know, that the other partner is not in this.
Not invested, exactly.
Not invested, you know, but still, there's no reason to get involved in another relationship until you've exhausted all your options.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, really, really believe that. You can't have one foot in one yard and one foot in the other. It doesn't
right.
matter how green the grass is.
Half here and half already out the door. Yeah. You know what, Kathy? I love your honesty about really talking about this, because this is something that a lot of people feel like, you know, they might be going through and they have nobody to talk to. And, of course, you know, like we said, we talk about, you know, you want to go to a therapist, you want to do that, but you also want to talk about safe friends that
yes.
it's safe with. And I think that's something I really want to share.
I find sometimes in suburbia, a lot of my clients, they are afraid to talk to their friends about their problems at home.
Right.
There's a lot of fear, which is really sad. Like, can't you trust any of your friends?
Yeah. That
seems like there's
incredibly
a lot of secrets.
You need to have a couple. I call them 2 o'clock in the morning friends. It's, you know, if you call one of your friends and you say, I need you to pick me up at this address at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're not saying, why are you there? What do you do? They're just saying,
okay.
I've got the address. I've put it into my GPS. I'm on my way. And then they can ask the questions. But, you know, you need a couple of 2 o'clock in the morning friends.
I love that. 2 o'clock friends,
you
need, yeah. And you need to be there for them, too.
Absolutely,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But if you have people in your life who are looking for ways out of their own marriage, those are not the people you need to be hanging around with. You know, people are looking for other people to validate their poor choices, and you don't need that.
No,
you
no.
You want to be there for your friends who are in a very hurting place. Absolutely.
Yeah, because misery loves company, right?
Yeah, it's so true. If they're trying to tear down your marriage or point things out in your husband, step away. You need to not be a part of that.
That's so true. So leave us with, what is the best advice you can give couples who are trying to be happy again?
Oh, the best advice I would say is, if you're in a place that's really, really tough, I would say, one, figure out a way to date once a week. You know, I always say a babysitter is cheaper than divorce. You know, people tell me they can't afford it. They don't have the time. You know what takes a lot of time? Divorce. You know what takes a lot of money? Divorce. You know, you can't not spend the time on it. Date once a week, sex once a week, and then for a couple days in a row, can you do something to say, I still see who you are?
Mm.
Even if you just did it for 3 days in a row, I see who you are. I appreciate you. And, you know, if you can say something encouraging to that spouse, say, you know, even if it was, I love the way you did this you were talking to our daughter a couple of weeks ago. Even if you have to take an example from a couple of weeks ago, call out in them the good. Make sure they know that you see the good in them.
And everybody wants to be acknowledged.
Everybody wants to be acknowledged. And, you know, who's going to do that? Let's just talk about husbands for 1 second. Who's going to do that for your husband? Not the guys at work. It needs to be you. It needs to be you.
I love it. And let me ask you, is this book to read together?
Yes, yes. And even if for some reason one of the spouses won't do it, sometimes I say, just give them the assignments if they're willing to do that, if they're not willing to read. But yeah, do it together. I think guys feel very affirmed in this book. This is not a man-bashing book. I love you guys. I want the best for your marriage.
I love it. Kathy, love talking to you. Love your connection and your passion. And I'd love to have you back again because, you know, I really connect with you.
I feel the same way, Kim. Thank you so much. Sherry, great to talk with you,
too.
Tom. Thanks so much for having me
on. Kathy, can you share this show with everybody so that we can share your book? Where do we find your book, by the way?
You can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, just about anywhere, or my site, kathylip.com.
You got it. All right. If you could go on and share us with everybody, that'd be awesome. I appreciate
For sure.
that. All right. Thank you so much.
God, I love it. It was really some real good
tips, you know, and tools.
Yeah, definitely. Well, our next guest is Adeline Myers, and we're going to be talking about global meatballs and what her inspiration was for writing this book. Let's give something away. We talked about Yard House and our other shows and stuff, but I've got a ticket. I've got a $25 gift certificate for you for Yard House. I'm getting tired here, right? And all you have to do is give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to The Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. I do want to remind you of our morning shows and starting your day in a positive way. That's 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and where we talk about the brighter side of life, anything that can enhance our lives. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, life happens. We all go through it. It's about having your support team. It's about really, you know, visualizing your victory, and that's what we do here. So I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. And I want to give a couple shout-outs to some of my sponsors out there. Somas Nut House, if you need a gift that's healthy or anything that's coming up, go check them out at somasnuthouse.com. Also, we just had Camarillo Yoga Center. We had Audrey, and she is amazing. So go check that out over at Camarillo Yoga Center. And also Thermal Imaging of SoCal. MJ, she's great. And, of course, if you are doing anything with your houses right now, go to Surfaces USA right here in Oxnard and tell them that Kim sent you. And you're going to find all of your remodeling needs there. So, again, if that's something that you're looking for,
go check them out. Again, also, we've got Mission Oaks Cafe. They've got a lot of stuff that they're doing there, and we'd love you to be a part of all that. So if you like good food, good music, good wine, we've got lots of stuff for you that we're always giving away here. So anyways, talking about food, our next guest is Adeline Myers, and we're going to be talking about Global Meatballs. And Adeline, are you there?
I am. It's nice to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I was looking through your book. I love your book, by the way. It's really cool. Is this your first book?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So why the passion for just meatballs?
Just meatballs. Yeah. So I thought it was a topic that hadn't really been explored in a book, and most of us have a really like self-centered view of meatballs. I grew up with Italian, you know, spaghetti and meatballs.
Right.
And I just, you know, I was realizing the possibilities of the flavors and all these recipes, and I wanted to open up our culinary palate.
I love it. I love it. I'm looking in your book, and you've got crunchy wild shrimp balls. I've never seen anything like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Those are fun. It's like you make up a shrimp paste. It's really simple. Food processor is great there.
That's funny.
And then you sort of roll them in strips of wonton wrappers that you cut up and then fry them, and they're amazing. They're sort of like
Really great hors d'oeuvre. Yeah, I love that.
What's great, I guess you're not getting a lot of the carbs, right, with these meatballs?
Yeah, you're right. Not a lot of carbs. And actually, half of the recipes in the book are gluten-free.
So you've got taco chicken meatballs.
What a great idea.
What's taco chicken meatballs? Tell us about that. Looks delicious.
The chicken meatballs are fantastic because, you know, it's lean protein, and it's always a good way to go. And you can always find like ground turkey usually at the grocery store. So that's it's harder to find ground chicken, but there's always ground turkey around where I am. So I use that.
So you use ground turkey instead of ground chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes the same, especially if you get the white meat.
Right. Stuff. Exactly. Yeah. So where did you get all these different recipes from?
There was so much research. I talked to a lot of chefs and foodies that I know, and, you know, sent messages to everyone I knew living in different countries and said, you know, tell me about the meatballs where you are. And then did a lot of cookbook reading, which was so much fun. I love that.
And now, what did you do before you got your book out? What did you do before you had your book? What kind of a career were you in?
Oh, well, I've been in food. I was a baker for a long time and worked in catering. And then I've been teaching culinary classes for years on the side. So.
Okay. Yep. So perfect. So how long does a simple meatball take to prepare? I mean, you know, it's interesting because sometimes it's like, you know, you have to put the breadcrumbs and the egg and all that stuff in it. And then do you saute it in the sauce or do you put it on a flat pan and cook it in the oven?
Yeah, that is such a good question. Most of the recipes in this book can be thrown together in far under an hour. So, you know, you chop up the couple things you need to chop up. Your meat, if you buy it already ground, it's so simple. You know, a lot of these are also vegetable or fish recipes. So simple. You put everything in your bowl, mix it up. Like, anyone can do that. Kids can help. That's like, the easiest part. And then the part that really takes the most time can be rolling it into the balls. I've gotten really fast at it since I've made all of these recipes multiple times, and I'm a fast meatball roller. But
Adeline, do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it changes often, but my favorite right now are these ruby beet balls it's based on a traditional recipe from the Republic of Georgia, and it has grated beets and fennel seeds and walnuts. And,
ooh, it almost sounds like
the oven.
I want to know about that one because I remember there was this veggie burger that I used to get at a place called Houston's, and then they went out of business.
I remember Houston's.
And then they had it at Cape Mandolini. These are places in Los Angeles, and mm-hmm. it was like a beet veggie burger.
That sounds amazing. Oh, sounds a lot like this.
Yeah, it does.
So tell us about what's yours.
Sorry, say that again. My connection's bad.
Oh, what is in what you were talking about? What's the ingredients in it?
The beet balls.
Yeah.
There's chickpeas, like from a can, so that's easy. Or you can, you know, rehydrate them yourself. But and flax seeds, a little bit of red pepper flakes, some sage, fennel seeds, olive oil. So they're really healthy. And I just drizzle them with balsamic vinegar, like right before serving, and they're baked in the oven, and so they're really healthy but flavorful, and they're a bright magenta color. So that's really cool.
I have a feeling that's similar to that recipe.
Mm-hmm. And easy to pull together. Yeah, so most of the meatballs, if you cook them in the oven, it takes about 20 minutes, but of course you don't have to do anything while they're cooking. You know, you can clean up or do other stuff that you need to do. It's not busy work. But if you cook them in a pan, it's usually about like 10 to 15 minutes if you're sauteing them or broiling them. So it's pretty fast.
So we were just talking about couples. And are you married?
I am married.
Yep, okay.
2 years.
And so what would you make for a romantic dinner or somebody entertaining?
I love that question. You know, it's nice because meatballs are sort of home comfort food around the world.
Definitely.
Yeah. But it's so nice to like cook for the person you love. I would make these sesame lamb meatballs I have in the beginning. My husband, he likes meat. So I he always likes when I make meat dishes, and
he married you for your meatballs.
No. He did. He's a pretty happy man.
I love it.
Do you have falafels in there? Those seem like those would be considered a meatball, kind of.
Yeah, there are falafels.
Okay, there we go. We're on. All right.
Yeah. So now, do you have Swedish meatballs in there?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Are those hard to make?
No, they're super simple.
Yeah, I've made everything look really easy
in
here.
Is it slow cooking? Is that how you make them? Or is it?
Yeah, everything is. I tried to break everything down into simple recipes, you know.
Okay, so we're both Jewish. Do you have matzo balls in here?
yeah. They're, well, I kind of did a riff on it and made a vegetarian matzo ball.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
so what do you make with different. What's a vegetarian matzo ball? What's in that?
Well, same thing. You use the matzo crackers, but instead of like the chicken, I use grapeseed oil. There's a little seltzer water. Black pepper, onion powder, fresh dill, a little bit of saffron.
I love them with dill.
Eggs, and it's real, you know, real simple, good food.
Well, very good. Where do we find your book, Adeline?
You can get it online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those good places. So look it up, Global Meatball.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing it here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
All right. Share our show with everybody so we can get this out there.
Thanks. Well, enjoy making more meatballs.
You got it. All right. Possibilities are wide. There you go. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be chatting. Let's give something away. How about a $25 gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe? And you're going to love their stuff. They're really doing a great job. In fact, they've got Tuesday soup now and tortilla soup that is the bomb, I'm telling you. So you're gonna have to go check that out. Anyways, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
They paved paradise, put up a park. I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeWalt Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we're talking from the 805. What were you saying, Sherry?
No, that commercial, what was that, the one that just played? I was wondering if it was the
My hair?
Littlefoot.
Littlefoot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's our construction company.
Oh, cool.
So tell us, you know, we were kind of talking about couples, and, you know, it's really hard to be in a coupleship, I guess you would call it, if one person isn't feeling successful in life, isn't feeling like, you know, they're living on their best level. And as a
Well, she made an interesting point. She said sometimes it's a reflection of your own life. Like, I remember someone once said, if you're bored, it's because you're boring.
Yeah.
And so I think the first thing a lot of people do is they go to their couple, their spouse or their boyfriend, girlfriend, and they think that that person is supposed to make them happy, fulfill them.
It's their job in life. Great point. Yeah. And so why not really take a self inventory and see, are you feeling yourself? Are you feeling your own cup?
Deal breakers. I mean, when it comes to infidelity,
no question.
If people aren't willing to work at that, or abuse or addiction.
As a therapist, what do you think? Is it workable?
Those three issues? Sure. I think that if you get into family counseling and there's addiction and someone's willing to have a program in their life, some kind of sobriety program, I think it's definitely a case where you need both parties. Often I have clients that come in and their spouses will just not get the help they need. And it's a family situation. So, yes, infidelity.
Tom, what's your point on infidelity?
Is that
a deal breaker?
It's pretty tough. That's a pretty tough one.
Like a deal breaker?
Yeah, I think that's pretty tough. I would expect it of me if I strayed. That they would. I just think that's
Could
a
you
real
say
tough
I
one.
Made a mistake? And
Sure, you could. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, so bye-bye.
Mistakes are okay. See, that's the thing. You don't have to just say, okay, great, go make another one.
Yeah.
You don't have to hate them, but you can just say.
So you have no tolerance, zero tolerance.
And I think there should be. I think it's pretty tough. You know, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a real tough one.
My understanding is men aren't usually as forgivable as women. That is sort of an example of
yeah,
that.
And I think
don't know. You know, women are like, okay, well.
Do it every weekend then. I mean, at what point? Once or 50 times? I just think it's sort of like, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah.
Tough one to get through, but it can be done.
Yeah, you got to.
Or should it be done?
And then physical abuse is a deal breaker.
Well, there you go.
Maybe
yeah.
It's just like, okay, but like.
Yeah.
What else? Physical abuse, deal breaker.
Then absolutely. That's jail. Physical abuse is not only a deal breaker, it's jail.
Yeah. And emotional abuse, too, can be pretty.
Awful.
Yeah.
That can harm somebody. So
yeah.
Those are the three things that are very difficult.
But I did have a friend. I know we only have 2 minutes left. And I will say this was a big one. It's a long time ago. There was some very aggressive physical, it was violent. And I witnessed it as a youngster. And they ended up, they went through all the therapy, all the stuff. They were married until they death parted them.
I know.
It was a real 50 year.
They worked through it.
I think there's alcoholism, and you'd be familiar with that.
Often domestic violence goes up.
And once the alcohol was removed, it was fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, which actually leads us to the end of our show. And it's kind of like really being a person of excellence, really trying to always do the right thing and doing the right thing when nobody's looking. And that's kind of what our show is about. The moment of happiness is quality means doing the right thing when no one was looking. You always have to really have, like you just said, your own standards. And
your own boundaries.
Your own standards. Well, your own boundaries as a couple, but your own standards as a person. And you always want to be, you know, don't have to look back. So anyways, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And again, give us a call, 419-0008, or you can look us up on KimPaganoShow.com. All of our shows are there. And we'd love to hear from you. So again, talk to you later.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I.
The others, they don't like us.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Tried carrying the weight of the world, but I